It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
When you look at the components in your life, work, friends, relationships, did you think that this was how it would turn out? I've asked this question many times, and my guest is Dr. Lisa Bailey. She's a psychologist. So, Dr. Bailey, should we be asking ourselves this question, or is this the question that kind of brings us down, well, this is my life, I just better get used to it?
Well, it's not uncommon for people to evaluate their lives at any point in time and to realize that they aren't quite where they might want to be. At any point in life, we're the sum of the choices we've made so far, and we can make new choices if we want to go in a different direction.
Okay, so, and there is no age, like, where we say, you know what, this is, it's too old, I'm too old to change, I'm too old. I mean, for me, I was a trainer for so many years, Dr. Bailey, and I'm an exercise physiologist, and then I got into the radio thing kind of a little bit later than I had probably ever thought possible. And while I feel lucky that I love it, you know, still, no matter who we are, we look and say, isn't there more we could be doing? Or shouldn't my marriage be a little better? Or shouldn't I have more money in the bank at this point? What do we do about those feelings?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, it's important to approach those types of feelings with a sense of personal gentleness and acceptance, and then be able to move to setting small goals.
Personal gentleness? Come on, yeah. If we're women, we are never gentle on ourselves.
Well, I mean by that, being mindful. Being mindful of your present reality is really the first step. And we tend to spend a great deal of time thinking of the past and what has happened, and then also thinking of the future and what is going to happen, rather than being present in the current state of what is happening, what's happening at this moment. We can also think of it about, you know, in terms of our own expectations. What were our expectations at that point in life when we took our first job and when we first got married to our first boyfriend? So we need to think about what the expectations were of ourselves then and then what they are now.
So, Dr. Bailey, if you could, I don't know, stay still. We're getting some static on the line there a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. So if we are gentler with ourselves, we look at realistically where we are, and what can you do to change it? I mean, some people say, well, I can't go back to school. I can't afford it. I've got to work for a living. Or, you know, any of these kinds of things, how do you start the small changes that people want to try and maybe get towards that direction they want to be?
Right. Well, the first thing is to ask ourselves, are we unhappy because we're not meeting our expectations, or are we not meeting our expectations because we're unhappy? And really doing sort of a self-check on yourself, keeping a journal of how you feel every day and what you're accomplishing, what you wish you were accomplishing, writing down your goals and setting realistic expectations for yourself are all things that you can do, actions that you can take.
So setting realistic expectations, are you somebody who recommends people write stuff down, like write out our SMART goals, our achievable goals, our, you know, these attainable, achievable, realistic kinds of goals, and then try and, because I'm a list maker, so I like to make a list and try and knock it off the list and such like that. So is that one way?
Absolutely, especially when we sort of feel like we're in a rut or we're sort of complacent in our life. You know, during those periods is when you take stock of what you've done, take an inventory of what you've done and what you've accomplished. And, you know, when you write things down on paper, it makes it become more real compared to just having all of these ideas in your head. And take stock of all the accomplishments, big or small, that you've done. And that'll really make a difference in the way you perceive what you're doing and what you have done.
So, you know, and the thing is that a lot of people say, okay, I see the television shows and their marriages, oh, they're so in love, you know, on Grey's Anatomy, they're always kissing each other and I'm not in a marriage like that, they say, and, you know, is the grass always greener? And if you were somebody that said, okay, I'm done, I'm going to take the leap, get divorced, and then see if my soulmate is out there that I want to kiss all the time and, you know, rip clothes off and all this, Is that, does that, well, you know what I'm asking, does that exist, or is just the grass is always greener, and once you get over there, it's still got its little brown patches?
Yeah, I think it's got its little brown patches, but you have to realize that you've made those decisions in your life. You made the decision, you know, to get that first job. You made that decision to get married. You made that decision to live where you live. So really taking ownership of the choices that you have made gives you a sense of control. And it's also really about expectations. You know, we tend to have really high expectations, and when those expectations aren't met is when we become unhappy, because we're not meeting what we think we should be, what we should be doing.
Okay, so, you know, I understand that we have our expectations, and sometimes we set those expectations, you know, too high. Mm-hmm. And so then we kind of get depressed because we haven't been able to reach them, or we set the bar too low. How do you find those reasonable expectations that are actually achievable?
Well, communicating with your family is really important. I always think that communication can be the source of and the solution to all problems. And so if you communicate what your expectations are with your family and sort of, you know, have a conversation about why they might not be being met and what can be done to change those things. It might be that you're overburdened with having to do all of the chores and having to take your kids everywhere, and also you're working full time and you're planning for the holidays. And so you need to sort of delegate work to other family members and not be afraid to ask for help. Because we set these expectations, especially as women, that we can do everything. And then when we don't meet that expectation, we feel let down, and then we can feel unhappy.
Well, that's true, you know, but the problem with women, Dr. Bailey, is, yes, we try and do everything ourselves. And then if we're really good and we delegate and we say, okay, you can do this, then we also start to bitch about the way they did it. And then, you know, because they didn't do it the way we might have wanted it done, or the way we. So then the person's inevitable response is, if you don't like the way I do it, like the laundry or the dishes, then just go ahead and do it yourself, because you're
right.
The only one who's going to be happy with the way it comes out.
Yeah. And that's just, you know, again, going back to being mindful of the present moment and realizing what your expectations are. And maybe you have to lower them a little bit. You have to accept that it might not be perfect, but at least it will get done. And you sort of have to step back and allow other people to do some of the work for you.
Well, okay, so that's easier said than done. You know, so how do we then, my next question based on the last one, how do we then delegate and be happy with the way, you know, if we say to our kids, okay, guys, it's time for you to start doing your laundry or folding or putting away your own laundry. And then the kids take the laundry we folded and shove it in their drawers. And we just want to pull it all out of the drawers, refold it, put it back in.
Mm-hmm.
How do we sort of step back, take that breath, and accept that they shoved it in their drawers, just leave it that way, and walk away?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not saying it's easy. I have two teenagers myself. But
it's not easy.
But you sort of just have to accept it. You have to just train yourself to accept it. And we sort of get into a routine of this expectation that everything has to be, you know, put away at a certain time or done in a certain way. And you just sort of have to allow yourself to let it be what it is. And you know, small changes in training your children on how to do things properly, and it might end up being that they do it the way you want it to be done eventually. But you have to allow for those small changes to occur.
In the last 10 or 15 seconds, because this show went fast and we could talk for a long time, give us your best advice for not floating through life.
Well, not floating through life. Well, that's...
10 seconds, Dr. Bailey.
Yeah, sorry. You can get caught in a routine and in a rut. And the important thing is to just sort of take control and be mindful of the present moment and get with reality, get with today, and not think so much about what's happened in the past or what's going to happen, but think about where you are right now.
Great advice. This is Melanie Cole with Radio MD. Stay well.